All right, first thoughts, WWIB. My first thought was one that occurred to me on the drive into work this morning. What was that rabbit thinking? As I drove down Omaha Street on the north side of Eau Claire, making my way towards Star Avenue, I mean, this, a lot of times it's squirrels, but a bunny just dashed in front of me. I mean, I guess he or she made it, but wow. What were they thinking? I don't know. Okay, that's my first thought. Beyond that, looking forward to my wife's return. She's been away at a silent retreat in La Crosse since Saturday. It's Thursday. We have not talked. There's been a... I think I texted her Sunday morning saying, I hope you had a good first day. And there have been a couple more texts, but... yeah, no talking. So, no verbal voice exchanges. So, all right, today in history, it's July 23rd. In 1885, former President Ulysses S. Grant died of throat cancer. He was just 63. In 1904, Charles Mintz's ice cream cone invention was introduced to the public at the World's Fair in St. Louis. If we were asking a question today, a good one would be, what, if you could have one ice cream cone, what would it be? What flavor? Yeah. But anyhow, it's a try it again Thursday, and we're playing a game this morning after 7:15. On this day in 1967.
Black day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside.
Yeah, a week of race-related rioting erupted in Detroit following a police raid on an after-hours club. The violence killed 43 people and injured more than 1,000 others, destroying dozens of homes and businesses. And also on this day in 2000, at age 24, Tiger Woods became the youngest player to win the career Grand Slam with his victory at the British Open.
When I turned pro, I felt that I would contend in a number of major championships. Now, would I win them is a different story.
Yeah, he went on to win a number of majors, but personal problems maybe prevented him from matching or surpassing Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 majors. I think Tiger finished at 15, I want to say. And so... there's that. Okay, finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for July 23rd. Surround yourself with people who add wisdom but don't subtract love, acceptance, and purpose. Proverbs 13:20, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Goff says, when I was young and in school, I remember hearing about the president's cabinet and assumed he was keeping a secret stash of snacks in the Oval Office. Then I learned the cabinet was a group of people who surrounded the president and offered counsel on how to lead various parts of the government. Goff says, I'm still holding on to the idea of the snacks, too. My wife also knew about the president's cabinet and loved the idea so much that she decided to create one of her own. If it works for the president, she figured it would work for her, too. Throughout her adult life, she's had an informal cabinet of 5 or 6 people. She's pretty choosy about this group to make sure it's stocked with people who listen and offer advice without forgetting the role of love and acceptance we all need. Goff says, none of us outgrows the need to get feedback from other people who see the world differently or just be married. But a bunch of naysayers can stymie your progress. Cynics are lightweights. Keep them at a distance. Final paragraph. Bob says, I expected to see Sweet Maria's cabinet members help her make wiser decisions, but I found something more, something maybe a little bit better. They give us emotional support when we're wrestling with big life decisions. Most people want love and acceptance first and information second. When we failed, we need hugs, not advice. If you happen to be on someone's cabinet, whether they made it official or not, the first purpose of your appointment is to be a terrific encourager. To be an terrific encourager. Anyhow, today's closing question, who would be in your cabinet? Who would be in your cabinet? Off to Facebook we go, and a lot of great people with birthdays today, starting with my dear friend, multiple friends. Wow. I mean, this is a great day for birthdays. My former co-host here on the morning show, Hillary Roth. Happy birthday to Hillary, working with Grand Canyon University these days. Jamie McIntosh, my brother from another mother. Happy birthday. He's a great brother in the Lord. Plus, also, you've got Dan Nowak, Marthalene McGill in Liberia. She's... a nurse, actually. Chad Goss, Nate Durkop. Also, you've got Keith Tompkins, a great and dear brother in the Lord. Boy, he started leading with power and led that. And of course, went into other cities. Saw him reffing basketball in recent years. He and his wonderful wife, Terry. And happy birthday, Keith. Chrissy Nelson, a great sister in the Lord. And my cousin, Kristen. I told you it's a full day for birthdays. on the national scene. You've got make sure I get the right day. I was almost going ahead to tomorrow. But, yeah, you've got retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is 90. You know, they say it's a position for life, but he did step down. Actor Ronnie Cox, 88. Emmy Award-winning actor Woody Harrelson, been in so many movies. And Cheers, of course, is 65. And just some of the birthdays today. Country singer Alison Krauss, 55. Marlon Wayans, 54. Actor Daniel Radcliffe, who's played Harry Potter, 37. Now trying not to be typecast and maybe play something else. In the CCM world, we've got a birthday we'll get to. And our promise of the day from 365promises.com is Isaiah 58, 7 and 8. If you share with the needy, my glory will guard your back. Check the Devo that goes with it at 365promises.com. All right. Well, Scott Crepane with a birthday today. Scott turning 55 and a lot of great songs from Scott Crepane. But I got to play this one, and maybe we'll play I'm Not Cool a little bit later because one of my former coworkers, I think, said that's one of his favorite songs. But, yeah, my wife, of course, Dawson just had his 25th birthday yesterday. He's the host of The Drive here. We'll be doing the after party. But I remember when my wife was, you know, at the hospital ready to give birth to Dawson 25 years ago and her having this song on repeat. Scott Crepane, You Have Been Good. WWIB, we are family. Good morning, 55 degrees.
If I never get to see another rainbow or share another laugh with a friend, if I never stand barefoot by the ocean or get to kiss my child goodnight again, if I never have another prayer that's answered, or have another blessing come my way, if this is all I know of heaven's kindness, Father, I would still have to say, You have been good. Been good. I am in wonder, how could it be? You have been good.
a great song from Scott Crepane. You have been good. WWIB, where we are family. Try it again Thursday, WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show. We tried yesterday's Secret Sound. We'll see if we can get a winner today.
Yes, two great prizes for you. We have a Culver's Value Basket plus a great CD from We Are Messengers.
And so we've got the sound ready to go. No clues yet. That would be if we don't get a winner, maybe after 7:45. But the sound is this. What is this? We heard it a lot yesterday. What is it? 723-2555 is not real long. It's just under a second. What is that?
We heard from Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Holcomb, Thorpe, Cadott, and Makana yesterday, but did not get a correct answer. Maybe it's right here, right now. 715-723-2555 for Secret Sound, a chance to pick up both of those prizes.
If you don't call, you can't win. If you do call, you at least have a chance. What is this Secret Sound? 723-2555. 723-2555. What is this?
A lot of people were thinking, oh, it's a door opening. Mm-hmm. No, but good guess. And again, a lot of times you hear the sound, it's like, it has to be that. It has to be. And it just wasn't in several cases yesterday, even though they were very plausible guesses. But we'd love to hear what your guess is and see if we can solve this at 715-723-2555. Secret Sound, give us a call, and let's see if we can solve this together.
All right. Any early risers this morning who have had a chance to think this over and have a thought on this, and it looks like we do. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on WWIB.
Hey, Paul from Willard. How are you guys
doing?
Hi,
Paul. Good.
What do you think, Paul?
Is it like shutting a drawer?
Is it shutting a drawer?
Okay. Was that guess yesterday? I guess maybe not. But okay, that's not it. So sorry about that, Paul.
Everybody has that one drawer, though, like in the kitchen where it just all the batteries, you don't know if they're fully used up, all the charging cables. And it's just like, we might need that at some point, the junk drawer.
Yeah. All right. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisa Mondovi.
All right, Lisa Mondovi, what do you think?
Is it the closing of the top of a Keurig coming down and puncturing a hole into the K-cup?
Okay, yeah, right. Okay, let's listen. Let's listen. Is that closing a K-cup in a Keurig, Caleb?
It is not.
Good try, though.
Yeah, I could see how that sound could sound like that, sure. Yeah. And we do have a Keurig here.
Yeah, we do, in the kitchen. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Peggy from Withy.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi. Would it be setting down a box or something like
setting,
that?
Okay, let's listen. Is that setting down a box?
Or more dropping it again.
Sorry, Peggy.
Setting down or dropping a box. We'll combine those together, but it is not setting down or dropping a box. Good guess, though.
All right, we'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. What do you think?
Like snapping a cover onto a container, like a plastic container that you'd put leftovers in or something?
That's what I was thinking, too. Leftovers,
yeah. Okay, let's listen. Is that what that is, Caleb?
It is not, but again, plausible guesses. Good guess, Linda. Appreciate it.
Sorry, it's okay. You don't have to apologize. Hi, two more here. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Secret Sound on Web.
Morning, Mark. Morning.
Hi, Beth.
Caleb, this is South Beach in Eau Claire.
All right.
How about opening a microwave door? You know, you punch the little button.
Oh, sure, because it has kind of like the little safety closure thing.
Okay. Yeah. Opening up a microwave door. Let's listen. Is that what that is? It's not. Sorry, Beth.
Actually, Sam Aberley texted me yesterday off the air. He's like, don't count this toward the guess. He's like, but is it the station microwave? And I had to tell him, no, it's not. So...
All right, one more guess. Otherwise, clue time after 7:45 for Secret Sound. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard again.
All right, Paul, you began. Close it here then.
I can distinctly remember the sound when back when 40 years ago, listening to my mother shake a towel or a piece of clothing before she would fold them.
Huh. Okay.
So it's kind of like a snap a towel.
Sure, yeah. So kind of shaking or snapping out a towel before folding it.
Okay, let's listen. Is that what this is? Caleb, is that it?
It's not, but man, thanks for the trip down memory lane, though. Paul, that's cool.
All right.
Thanks.
Secret Sound continues, this time with a clue.
That's right. So this is what the sound is and has been. can hear that. All right, so there it is. And so we have a clue, Caleb.
Yes, so the clue is this is something that is helpful around the house. This is something that is helpful around the house. 715-723-2555, your chance to win a Culver's Value Basket and a We Are Messenger CD. This secret sound, it's something that's helpful around the house.
What is it? Give us your best guess for a chance to win that Culver's Value Basket and the We Are Messengers CD. 723-2555, 723-2555.
Give us a call. What do you think this is? Some of the guesses last time was shutting a drawer, closing a Keurig, setting down or dropping a box, snapping a cover onto a container for leftovers, opening a microwave door, or shaking or snapping out a towel before folding it. Good guesses, but not what we're looking for. And again, our first clue is this is something that's helpful around the house.
I believe this is Beth in Eau Claire. Am I right?
Yes, it is, Mark.
All right, Beth, what do you think?
Your vacuum cleaner, like when you step on it to release the lock.
Yeah, let's listen. Oh, is that stepping on the vacuum cleaner to get it going?
I mean, vacuums are helpful around the house.
Yeah, but that's not it. So sorry about that.
Thanks. That's okay.
All right. Thanks, Beth. And now people are prompted by the clue. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Russ from Eau Claire.
Hi, Russ.
I'm going to guess closing a door.
That was our most popular guess on day one.
For
so
sure.
It's been guessed a few times. If you have a backup guess, though, go ahead.
It's wrong, but stapler, maybe?
Okay.
Is stapler. It a stapler?
Somebody said an electric stapler. Could it just be
just a regular one?
Yeah.
That's not it, but good try.
All right, thank you. I mean, staplers are helpful, sure. This is something that's helpful around the house.
Boy, as we played that there, I could totally hear stapler, but yeah, that's not it. So 723-2555, 723-2555. Our first clue, something helpful around the house. For this sound, tell us what it is. You win yourself a free Culver's Value Basket. Should be terrific on a summer day. And also a We Are Messengers CD, the CD Honest.
715-723-2555. Secret sound here on a Thursday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. What in the world could this sound be? Something that's helpful around the house.
All right. So earlier we said you were waiting for the first clue. Now I think maybe you're waiting for a second clue.
So. It's like that clue wasn't as helpful as we hoped.
We kind of struggled to come up with a clue. It was hard enough to come up with one clue. What do you people want out of us?
715-723-2555. What in the world is this secret sound? What could it be?
All right, we're getting more calls, and so let's listen again to the sound. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth Deets in Eau Claire. I'll try again.
You're determined today.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Try it again Thursday.
How about the toaster?
Is it a toaster?
Let's listen. Is that a toaster, Caleb?
It is not a toaster. Right. But again, I can see or rather hear how it could be.
I know. All right, we'll take three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
The sound of silence.
Oh, boy. Simon and Garfunkel. But all right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Susan from Kidat.
All right, Susan. Well,
what do you think?
Speak up. What do you think this is?
Is it a can opener?
A can opener. Let's listen. Is that a can opener?
It's not. I finally learned how to use the Pampered Chef one we have at home, though. So there's a little win.
Very nice, right?
Yeah, they're great.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Matthew from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Matthew.
What do you think?
A washer.
A washer. Okay.
All right, let's
listen. I assume like the thing that washes clothes and not like a washer, like nuts and bolts and washers, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. That is not what it is, Matthew. Sorry, we'll take one more try here. This is it until after 8:15. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Linda again.
All right, Linda, close it out.
Closing a screen on a window inside your house.
Okay.
I mean, window screens are very helpful for keeping the bugs and pests out and letting the air in at the same time.
Let's listen. Closing a screen to keep the bugs out. Sorry, Linda, that's not it.
All right. This is something that's helpful around the house, this secret sound. We'll come back with another clue next hour after 8:15, and it may take us until that time to figure out what in the world we can tell you next. Secret sound with another clue coming up. Your chance to win a Culver's Value Basket and a We Are Messengers CD. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. to call in for your chance to win if you can solve what this secret sound is.
Yes, and so this is the sound. We've been playing this since yesterday. And give it another go here today. What is this?
So the first clue we gave you is that this item is something that is helpful around the house. This item is something that is helpful around the house.
All right, and so here is the second clue, is that when you hear this sound, it is actually not the sound of the item being used, but really it's the sound of the item being prepared to be used.
Yes.
Preparation.
Yep. So it's the item being prepared to be used, not actually being used. So, for instance, when people said, oh, it's a stapler. Well, that's, you'd think it's the sound of a stapler actually being used. Well, this is the item being prepared for use. So it's something helpful around the house, and the sound that you're hearing of this item is this item being prepared for use. 715-723-2555. Call in for Secret Sound.
All right. Somebody thinks they know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Julie from Rice Lake.
Hi, Julie.
What do you think?
Hi. Well, is it the microwave door shutting?
That was guessed some point last hour.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. But,
backup guess, anything?
Oh, no.
But, okay. I mean, following the clues, I mean, again, it because obviously you have to shut the microwave door before you can use it. So
that's true. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Peggy from Withy.
All right, Peggy.
The opening of a garbage can.
Okay.
Okay, so open it up so you can use it. All right, could that be what this is? Caleb?
It's not. Good guess, Peggy.
All right, 723-2555 for a Culver's Value Basket and also a We Are Messengers CD. We got We Are Messengers Faith, Hope, and Love on the way after this segment. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
It's Jamie from Phillips, Wisconsin.
Hi, Jamie.
What do you think?
I'm opening deadbolt on a door.
Okay. Opening up the deadbolt on a door. Could that be what this is? It is not. Sorry, Jamie.
There you go. Again, this is something that is helpful around the house, and the sound you're hearing is not this item being used, but this item being prepared for use.
Right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Brian from Aliva.
Hey, Brian.
Thinking preparing the air fryer, closing the, putting the container in the air fryer.
Sure, okay.
That's a thought for a future.
Like sliding that closed, yeah.
That's a thought for a future secret sound. Could that be what this is, Caleb?
It could be, but it's not.
It's not. Sorry,
it's not.
Brian. All right. And again, you know, I think just to add to an earlier clue, when you said helpful around the house, it could be the initial clue. It could be helpful anywhere.
Yeah, true. So, very true. Yeah.
Anyhow,
so helpful around the house or, or the office or wherever.
Right.
But yeah, something helpful. And again, this is not using the item. It's preparing the item for use. That is the sound you are hearing for Secret Sound.
All right. We'll take three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on.
Ethan with you again.
All right.
How about the opening of a dishwasher?
All right, opening up the dishwasher.
Yeah, before you're going to wash it. So could that be? It could be that, but that's not what it is. Sorry, Peggy.
Good guesses, though.
We're down to two more guesses, and then we'll go after 8:45 and clue number three. You guys are making us work today. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Fall Creek.
All right, Ron, what is it?
Vacuum cleaner.
That's been guessed.
All righty, thank you.
You know, you're locked in. You're like, that's what it is. And yeah, then when we tell you, I think that was Beth from Eau Claire said, it's kind of stepping on that unlock
that's
button on the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Two more guesses here.
Susan from Kidat.
All right, Susan.
Is it opening a ladder?
Opening a ladder.
Opening a ladder. I mean, and certainly that's something that's helpful around the house or wherever.
Yeah, let's listen to it. Opening a ladder. Can you be more specific?
Yeah. What kind of ladder?
Uh-huh.
Not brand, but like what kind of ladder?
Like a step stool.
Like
ladder
a step stool. Or
something. Like a step ladder.
Yeah. Could that be what this is? Yes, it is.
You are absolutely correct. It is opening up a step ladder. Susan, great job.
Good job, Susan. What tipped it off for you?
Because I use one every day in my kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there you go. See, helpful around the house.
We've got a nice one that makes a good clicking sound here at the station, and so that's what was recorded yesterday morning before we started Secret Sound. So congratulations.
Thank you. Wow.
All right. Hang on the line. We've got two prizes for you. We Are Messengers CD and a Culver's Value Basket that you can stop by the studios here in Halley and pick up. You just solved Secret Sound. Susan, well done.
Good job. All right.
Thank you. great.
A step ladder being opened so you could use it and get to higher places. You could be sound asleep, and then that alarm goes off. And then what do you do?
What do you do when the alarm goes off? Do you fumble around for it and try and turn it off? Do you pop out of bed, or do you hit that snooze button on your phone or your old-fashioned alarm clock, whatever it is? And apparently, according to recent research, hitting the snooze button is actually really bad for you.
Yeah. In fact, most people will snooze at least once, but it turns out that this could be doing far more harm than good.
So those extra 5 minutes after you hit snooze will interfere with your body's process for waking up, according to this research. Researchers explained that alarms in general interrupt our natural sleep cycle, yeah, and don't allow us to wake properly, leaving you with that horrible groggy feeling known as sleep inertia. How else are you supposed to get up?
To me, it is, if it goes off, I'm like... Like, I still have an old-fashioned clock radio.
Sure.
And one of the settings doesn't work, but one of them still does. So it's old. And the fact is that at least I just lie there for a while. I don't necessarily fall back asleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have multiple alarms set every morning, and I don't always need all of them, but it's just a backup to the backup to the backup in case I'm incredibly exhausted and miss some of them or forget to, you know, do something on the phone. I mean, I realize my own fallibility, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, throughout the day, our sleep inertia will begin to lift and we function properly.
Well, hopefully this doesn't mess up your morning routine, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like feeling groggy in the morning is just kind of part of waking up.
Yeah.